Havana, Illinois is located on the Illinois River, but this is far from the first city that stood on this spot. In fact, we know of a large city here about 1,000 years ago. We'll go way back on this edition of the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodity Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
About 50 miles southwest of Peoria, on a hill overlooking the Illinois River, Michael Wyatt reveals the story of those who lived here about a millennium ago.
This was once the Dixon family property, and Don Dixon, a young man in the early part of the 20th century, was curious about Indian remains and ended up excavating into one of the mounds on the property. He opened it as a tourist attraction to tell the story about ancient Indian history in the area.
The mounds were simply called Dixon Mounds.
These were a set of burial mounds. There were 11 mounds all told in this location. The use of them was about 900 years ago in round numbers.
You might think of this as a cemetery that served a broad community.
People in nearby communities, ancient communities, would bring the remains of the dead to this place and lay them to rest. When Dixon began his excavation, his intent was essentially, if you will, sort of peel back a blanket of earth and let one look into two of the mounds as if they were just there and open.
As Dixon began to examine the mound, he also began to piece together the story of those who once lived in the area.
Indian people, like people around the world, would often signify a person by placing objects with them. In general, important people ended up with extraordinary objects, and everyday people may have ended up with everyday objects. And it was pretty clear to Dixon's eye right off the bat that there were different kind of people within the mound.
Dixon Mounds has an incredible museum, a real jewel in central Illinois. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Havana, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.